furniture makers are taking flame retardants out of their products. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This week, we're bringing you stories about firefighters and cancer. Firefighters say they're worried about getting exposed to certain kinds of toxic flame retardant chemicals. Firefighters aren't the only ones exposed. These chemicals are everywhere. They're called polybrominated diphenyl ethers, or PBDEs. And for decades, these chemicals have been added to the foam in our couches, our chairs, and the padding underneath our carpets. But they don't stay put.
And these chemicals are continuously migrating out of the foam in our furniture, going into dust, and we're exposed by getting dust on our hands and then eating something.
Arlene Bloom is a chemist. She's also the executive director of the Green Science Policy Institute in Berkeley, California. She says hundreds of studies link these chemicals with serious health problems, things like cancer, hormonal changes, fertility problems, and reduced IQ in kids.
If you bought your couch between 1975 and 2005, when it was globally banned, unfortunately, you probably have a chemical called pentabrominated diphenyl ether. And it's a chemical that's halfway in structure between a PCB and a dioxin.
She says these chemicals are bad for us, and they stick around in our bodies for a long time. But there's been a huge change recently in the furniture industry. A new law in California allows furniture makers to meet a flammability test without using flame retardants. And this means you can now buy furniture without any flame retardants in the foam. At the Herman Miller Design Yard in Holland, a machine is dropping a heavy black bag into a chair with foam on it. The company used this machine to test the new foam that's going into all of their chairs. Gabe Wing directs safety and sustainability at Herman Miller. He says they were already moving away from PBDEs for years before the California law changed. But now, he says they can get rid of flame retardant chemicals altogether in the foam of their seating products.
We have been able to work with our suppliers to pull it out of our foam products. And we're in process, and we expect to have that done probably in the next couple of weeks.
These changes are happening in factories across the country. Andy Counts is the CEO of the American Home Furnishings Alliance. He says the new California law does not prohibit the use of flame retardants, but he says he's not aware of any furniture company that's still using them in foam.
As long as you're using smolder-proof fabric or a smolder-proof barrier underneath the fabric to keep any flame assault from getting down into the foam, you're going to have a safe product, and that's what that standard focuses on. And no flame retardants are required to do that.
But retailers are still selling off older inventory. So when you go to the store, you've got to look at the label that's under the cushions. If it says it meets TB117, it probably has flame retardants in it. If the label says TB117-2013, then the furniture meets the new standard. And you'll see a checkbox on that label. It'll say whether or not there are flame retardants in the chair or couch. Mattresses are another animal altogether. Ryan Trainer is president of the International Sleep Products Association. He says the mattress industry has to meet more stringent federal standards. Trainer says they meet those standards by using a fabric barrier, like cotton that's treated with boric acid. But he says they do not use flame retardants in the foam.
Adding fire retardants to foam adds cost and also tends to reduce the comfort value of the product. We don't need them, we don't want them, and they would degrade the comfort of our products.
You can find out more about these changes to furniture on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.